Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Now back to what your town or village or county smells like. And this was one of my random musings from the week that was, and we're just going to roll with it. There's some WhatsApps that have come in already, but let's start with them. Will we start with you and me, Niall?
Okay, if you want, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so will I start?
You go first.
So Wexford, my hometown, my home county, my beloved Wexford. Like in summer months, it really, I know you might not believe this, but you only had to be at the Fla last summer and the summer before, and there's
quite a bang there with all the bins, the open bins everywhere, I'd say. Was
you hold your wish.
Oh, sorry, this is your moment.
This is
sorry.
Mine. It smells of fresh, close your eyes, juicy strawberries, okay? Mm-hmm. Now there's also,
it's not really a smell of strawberries.
No, there is. It's a sweet. Wexford has a sweet smell. All
and
right?
You know what's amazing? You look like a strawberry.
I do, yeah. Thank you so much. I've never heard that one before. And also, there's a strong smell of the pavements in Wexford, okay? And as someone who lives right in the smack bang in the middle of the town, the pavement smell is like really kind of like concrete-y, but concrete that has like been walked on by many a legend over the years, okay? So that concrete smell meshed with a herby smell, and that herby smell had become the results, all right? This is my segment.
Sorry, I'm just
So we're talking strawberries, pavementy, meshed with rissoles, herby, sweet, strong, confident. Mm. That's what Wexford smells
okay.
like. Okay, over to you.
Okay, I just need a little bit of music for
oh
me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Journey, probably, is it? I knew it! So predictable.
Oh, hometown of Waterford. The smell of the yeast rising in the morning as the blas are cooked. The smell of bacon. 'Twas the city where rashers were invented.
Is it?
Yeah, true story.
Oh, my God.
Henry Denny. Or something Denny. It's the smell of history in Ireland's oldest city. And of course, it's the smell of the glass being blown and shaped and cut every day at
what
Waterford Crystal.
Voice?
My hometown, Waterford City. There you go.
Up the Dacia boy.
Actually, my street though smells. I have a Thai restaurant across the road, so it's always a lovely smell.
I love those smells. There's a Redmond Square in Wexford smells like a mix between Thai food and Indian food, and you walk around one corner and I love it. Right, let's hand over to the people of the office who have a little bit more of a spread of the southeast. A little, I say.
Here we go.
Mooncoin, what does it smell like?
Roses, because of the song, obviously. And I'd say like a faint waft of silage. Now, silage, Shona, is not what you think it is. It's the grass.
That's a lovely smell. Fresh grass.
Fresh grass and roses.
What does Carlowtown smell like?
Scallions. Well, we are known to be scallionators. So, you know, there's a whiff of scallions around the place.
What does Gorey smell like?
Well, some would say the mushroom factory.
Gorey smells of independence, thanks to their independent shops. Sea salt, thanks to all our beaches.
And saunas.
What does your hometown Kilmac Thomas smell like?
Kilmac Thomas smells like fresh air and bravery.
Sweaty cyclists on the green.
Oh no, they're not allowed in Kilmac. They have to pass straight through.
So there's a little sample from around the office. We've covered a lot of areas there.
Okay,
we actually got another message about Gorey from Jamie, who says Gorey and surrounding areas, not always, but it does smell like the mushroom farm.
I said to a producer, Amy, I've gone past exactly where that point is on the road, and you do, it's a
really
very strong distinct smell. Aoife was on, Inishtig and Kilkenny smells like garlic all of the time.
Why?
I don't know.
Do they grow
garlic
it?
Fields or something?
Or do people in Inishtig just love garlicky food?
I love garlic. She said also, and I think we've touched on this before in the show, everyone's house has a smell. In school, we used to be able to tell who owns a jumper because it would smell like that person's house.
Okay.
Everyone's
I know
house.
What you mean, yeah. Turnip. That's what everyone's house smells like.
House smells like turnip. I don't know where you get
you know
this
those
from.
Country houses you go into and
I've
they smell of turnip.
I've never been in a house that smells like turnip.
I'm not wrong. Wake up
in the morning. I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Okay, let's talk about happier things.
Let's talk about kissing. Snogging.
Did you know that the average person spends 2 weeks of their entire life kissing? 2 weeks of your life you spend kissing, and so you may as well be good at it.
And it's not that much really, isn't it?
It's not, well,
I suppose hours, days,
7 days, 14 days by 24 hours. It is a long time kissing.
I like to think I'm going to kiss more, you know. Maybe I need to up the ante. Lips are very dry at the moment.
Okay, we'll get some chapstick or something. Interesting, they say that kissing is officially in for 2026. I didn't know it went out at any point, but a lot of experts are online saying there's a growing movement demanding we reinstate sucking face as a top romantic priority.
Or if you're watching Love Island, lipsin'.
Lipson, is that what they call
That's
it?
What they call it, isn't it? Lipson, yeah.
So Metro has been having a look at this, and they've got five guaranteed ways to find out that you are a good kisser.
Okay, I believe I am.
You believe
I
now? You had a bad start, and we'll get to that in a moment. But you believe now you are a very good kisser. Tom, you're welcome to interact with the show if you have any thoughts or comments on that.
He's never actually been on the show, but he could give like a word to describe
in WhatsApp
kissing,
us. Yeah. Okay, here's five reasons to know you're a good kisser. Number one, you're responsive to your partner's style. Okay, so you adapt to their style.
Yeah.
So like, they're going in aggressive and
speed,
tonguey.
Like you meet them where they're at.
This is like your management course.
I know, it's coming in handy.
Okay, number two, your body stays engaged, not just your mouth.
No, like your hands have to be like, you can't just be like hands down by side and then like.
Yeah,
you have to be like, you know, it has to match what's going on with your lips.
Yeah, well, subtle touches, pulling someone closer, and other forms of grounding through physical contact.
Handhold.
Makes the kiss feel more embodied.
Rub, like just rubbing the arm, maybe. Yeah. I've got it all.
Number three. You know how to pause without breaking the moment.
Yeah, like sometimes you might need to
breathe for air.
Or your lip is a little bit dry and you just, like, you're in the middle of it and then you just take a little, like, slow that pace down, bring it right down.
They say that it's during these pivotal moments that an experienced kisser really shines. Knowing when to pull back slightly, breathe together, make eye contact mid-kiss, it's a major skill.
Patting myself on the back, to be honest with you.
Number four. You make the other person feel chosen.
Yeah, the hands, lads, the hands. Grab the face in the hands and really, like, let them know.
Yeah. If your partner feels focused on, desired and unrushed, the kiss lands differently. Yeah.
Hits different.
Feeling wanted is often what people remember most, more than specific moves or techniques. And finally, number five, how you know you're a good kisser. People want to kiss you again. It might sound obvious, but if the person you're smooching keeps coming back for more,
I can't get enough of it.
If they lean in twice, initiate future kisses, or even mentions it afterwards, that is feedback worth noting.
Yeah. This is all sound advice from Metro. I like it.
Okay, so
I could have written that.
Yeah. Well, you obviously are quite convinced you're good.
No, I'm very convinced. But I will say, it's only because I failed when I was younger.
Okay.
It's
how
only
badly?
Because twice. I'll give you the two stories, and this will hopefully, if you have any kind of like doubts about yourself, this will just give you a boost. Now, obviously, we need Tom to confirm that I now am half decent. So my first kiss was when I was 14, nearly 15. I was very late. Well, not very late, but like late enough, And the reason I waited was because I fancied this guy so much. I fancied him for a year, maybe a year and a half. Wrote his name on my credit union ruler, was manifesting him, really wanted to kiss him. But he told me that I was too young for him because he was 9 months older.
Oh yeah, there's a big age gap. Big age difference.
But eventually, on Rosslare Beach, when I was 14, nearly 15, it happened in a sand dune. Alright?
Okay. Yeah.
And we went in for it and we were only kissing for about 10, 15 seconds and he stopped. Mm. And he said, no, too fast. No.
You were a washing machine, were you?
I don't know what I was doing, but he said, we really need to slow it down. You're going too fast. A lot of sucking. Like, just calm it all down. Take it back. Take it all
14.
Back. Back to basics. Like, trying. I don't know what. I was probably, like, trying to. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, when
suck
you have,
his tongue out of his mouth or something.
When you've never kissed and you just like, you could just go for it. Like, you just try everything because you don't know what you're doing. So anyway, he gave me some notes and we paused for a second, went back in, and then it was great.
Okay.
Great work.
Brilliant.
And he was my first boyfriend, my first love.
Aww.
Oh, he was such a lovely guy.
Brilliant.
Then, like after that, at some point, guy I really fancied, really wanted to kiss him and got nervous and just might have bitten his lower lip and there was a little bit of blood. And
oh God, blood. No. That is horrific.
And then he told everybody about it, and then I was that girl, and it stayed with me for a very long time. But to be honest, it shaped me into the person that I am as a kisser today.
Yeah,
it made me who I am.
Had a very similar scenario.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Except it could have been with you because it was my first shift.
It was a dare.
I was in the rugby club and the outside of the rugby club, and my friend had to get off with one girl, and I had to get off with another. They were sisters. Okay. And before we did the shift, they hadn't shifted anyone either. So the girls had to go for a group huddle. Okay. They had to go for a big group huddle and have a conversation about how to do it. So eventually the two lads just stand there waiting. I was kind of at one end. He was at the other. Came up. Had the shift. Chewed the bottom lip off me. Like, really went for it. Like, you know. So afterwards, those girls were called Nasher and Nipper. Okay? Forever.
Oh my God.
Nasher and Nipper is how they were known. So you were Nipper in Wexford, it seems, back in the day.
Took me a while to shed that title, I have to say. And it's not something I'm proud of. But again, it made me who I am today. Yeah, all right.
The woman you are. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's what I want to do. We want to find the Southeast best shifters this morning. Mm. And possibly the worst shifters. There's no shame in that either.
No, look what happened. Like, it's happened to the best of us.
So what I want you to do is I want you to rate your shifting ability out of 10.
Yeah.
So are you a 10? Are you... I'd say I'm a 7.5. Okay? I'd say I'm good, but there's still room for improvement.
I think I'm a 9.
Do you think you're a 9? Wow!
It's actual radio silence from Tom.
Yeah, not a word.
Not a message.
Not a word. Maybe you think you're a 2 or a 3. Just tell us your rating and why maybe you think that. Maybe you've had a bad experience, or maybe people have said it to you before. Oh, you're some shift. 0851029103. The answer that entertains us the most is going to win a prize.
Yeah, nice prize.
All this week we are celebrating the History in the Making concert, which is happening at the Three Arena on Friday, February 6th. It's a big celebration of Hot Press and all that has been achieved in the 50 years of Hot Press magazine. And it has the biggest lineup of Irish acts that I think you will ever see on one stage in one setting. We're talking Van Morrison, Dermot Kennedy, Imelda May, the Boomtown Rats, The Frames, Damien Dempsey, Clannad, Picture This, Florence Road, Belters Only, Denise Chyla, Irish Women in Harmony, and Michael D. Higgins.
Wow.
All on stage. You get to go. We've got a pair of tickets and we're going to give them to the message that entertains us the most. How good a shift are you? That's all you've got to tell us. 085 102 9103.
Oh, good, good.
Okay.
Let's read some of the messages that have come in so far. Richie was on. Jeez, lads, my car fogged up with those descriptions of what makes a good kisser. I'd love to say I'm a 9 out of 10, but really, I'm a 2 out of 10. Once my lips touch lips, for some reason, my jaw reacts like I'm eating a corn on the cob.
No.
We need to hear from your other half.
Yeah. Jamie was on to us this morning, guys. Okay, I rate my shift as a 7 out of 10. I learned a lot over the years, but my very first shift, he told me it was like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
John said, morning guys, I'm definitely 9.5 out of 10. References available on request, but as you say, too naughty to share on air.
Okay, now we have, I think this is that goes above and beyond a 10 out of 10, because we've somebody on who's been told the best shift
so of it's
life.
Actually, like, our responsibility and our duty to say we've found the best kisser in the Southeast. Josh, step forward, my friend. You're a familiar voice on this radio show, but we didn't know
power.
We had no idea that you, like, were such a good kisser.
I don't know how I learned it. I just picked it up, you know.
Take us back, Josh.
Okay, so basically during secondary school, I done my fair share of kissing, you know.
Yeah.
As one does.
Yeah.
But so there's just, like, we say it in most of the friend group, there's 5 or 6 of them, and I had shifted all of those over the course of secondary school at different times.
Six years, Josh.
One year.
Over the 6 years. Now, I won't lie, I may have shifted 2 of them in the one night. I don't know.
Okay.
Kill Disco, you know?
Yeah, anything can happen at Kill Disco.
Yeah.
We've heard the reports. Right, so what was the feedback, or how did you find out that you were such a good kisser?
Well, it was a thing of, like, they've all... So, you know Brian?
Our Brian.
Brian works with us, yeah.
Brian would be really good friends with all of them, and they all said to him kind of that I was a good kisser, and 2 of them, to my face, have told me I'm the best kisser they've ever had.
And how did that conversation come up, Josh?
Like, just walk up to you in SuperValue or Centra.
I've been dreaming about you, I've been thinking about, like, what was the context of that conversation?
One of them was actually after a party on the way home.
Yeah.
And the 2 of us were in the back of a car, and then my friend and his girlfriend were, like, dropping us all home.
Right.
Okay.
And she just turned around to me and kind of just said it to me. I was so awkward when she said it because I did not know how to respond
to
it.
She was angling for another shift by the sound of it.
Yeah, Josh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that's over 10 years ago.
Okay, so they were very honest with you. And do you still believe you hold that title? Because obviously you're in love now.
Yeah, I mean, me and Cuiva have had our chats about who's a better kisser. She thinks she and I think I am.
Good for her.
Who knows?
I like her style. But would she rate you as well? Does she think you're good?
Oh, she does, but she thinks she's better.
Okay.
Now, I'll be truthful, she is the best kiss I've ever had.
Oh,
you know the right words. You are smooth,
Josh,
man.
Josh, that is the sweetest thing ever. Like, how long have you and Quiba been together again? It's over a year, is it?
Oh, no, no. Eight months.
8 months.
Oh, 8 months.
8 months.
I've been with Tom like 18 years this year and he hasn't messaged me to say I'm a good kisser. Josh, you are, like, you're a keeper, darling. You're a keeper.
Josh, we're sending you and Quiba to that big gig, History in the Making, Friday, February 6th at Three Arena. The biggest lineup of Irish acts we've ever seen. Enjoy and have a... When, I tell you what, which act, I wonder, when maybe a bit of Clannad... You can go right for it with a good shift.
No, have a shift to Picture This. There's definitely a Picture This song. Yeah. Or Dermot Kennedy. Dermot Kennedy. Come on, a bit of Dermot Kennedy, Josh.
Right? I'd be more of a Picture This kind of man now, to be honest.
Okay. Don't shift when Michael D is on. That'd be disrespectful.
No.
Listen, Josh, you're a legend. Have a good day.
Happy Wednesday. Hang on a second.
Thanks, guys.
Josh, just 1 second. Yeah. Ready for this? God. Best kisser in the Southeast. Josh, everybody.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, the goss is, but you should probably pretend that it's not happening, is that today is actually Blue Monday. You've probably heard it on the news. We believe it's a marketing ploy to combat like the blues that you might feel on this day. Apparently the third Monday in January is synonymous with people feeling a little bit
Your bank account is at its lowest. Christmas is far away. The weather is grim. But as we've been saying all morning, this is a construct. It is a concept. It was created in 2005 by Sky Travel Shop.
There you go.
And they wanted obviously people to book holidays.
Yeah, we're not falling for it. Well, book a holiday if you want. Absolutely, go for it. What we want to do today is give you the opposite of Blue Monday, right? And this came to me the other day when we were in our production meeting and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I don't know if you were with us last week, I think it was, on the show, maybe the week before, early part. My beautiful early morning clubbers, I told Niall that Dad Phil got a present at Christmas of a wheel. And it looked like a wheel of cheese. And it was a complete thing of jokes, right? So I decided that today is not Blue Monday, it's Blue Cheese Monday.
Okay, very good.
Basically, I have taken some jokes from Dad's wheel and I'm going to gift them to you on this Blue Cheese Monday.
Okay. Are all of these jokes cheese related?
Obviously, they're cheese. Okay. Blue Cheese Monday, everybody. Okay, please be upstanding. This is the time of day where you're going to laugh your little heads off, all right? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for a good
Monday.
Giggle.
What?
Dramatic pause.
What did the cheese say after a breakup?
What did the cheese say after a breakup?
It said, I'm feta off alone.
Okay, not bad. Good start.
I'll give you a ding or something. Or a
I'll tell you what, I'll give you what.
No, that defeats the whole purpose of Blue Cheese Money. You've got to get behind it, embrace it. Okay, why did the cheese cross the road?
Get to the other side. No, I can't think. Go on, why did
you do it? To get to the other slice. Thanks. Producer Amy.
You win.
Why didn't the cheese go to the party? Oh my God, I love this one.
Oh, I feel like I know this
one. No, but please, even if you know it, just pretend like
Nacho
I don't know.
Nacho party. I don't know.
No. Why didn't the cheese go to the party?
Tell us.
It had greater plans.
Okay, I get it. Greater. Grating. Cheese.
Oh, this is brilliant. Two more to go. Why do cheeses make great friends? Oh, lads, come on now. Come on.
No idea.
Cheeses make great friends.
Why do cheeses make great friends?
Because they're always mature. Okay, one more and then it'll all be over. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Why was the cheese so calm? It's probably my favourite.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why was the cheese so calm? Take your time. No rush. No rush on us. Why was the cheese so calm?
I don't know.
Haven't got one of them.
No, these are hard.
It knew how to relax. Ah, come on, admit
You're
it.
You're very easily amused, aren't you?
I'm very easily amused, and I bet I'm not alone. I have to say, did that or did that not elevate Blue Monday?
Well, okay. I have a smile on my face.
Okay, well, let's do a quick vote on this on WhatsApp. Do you feel better or worse after hearing those five jokes? Because I'm not sure. It may have dragged me down even lower on Blue Monday, if I'm honest with you. But reviews are welcome. She can take it.
Just if you didn't like it, just text boo to 085-102-9103. My favourite message of this entire day has just come in, right? And it's a joke, right? And I'll read it out. I know this one already. I used it last week. Did you hear about the cheese factory that blew up? There was debris everywhere. But my favourite thing about that message coming in is the person that sent it wrote at the end, anon.
They won't even sign their name to it.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the goss on Beat with Supermax.
The fix.
Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
We love a little treat here on Beat Breakfast, so thank you to the wonderful and beautiful and amazing Marion who's just dropped in. Something for everyone, really, to be honest. Show's Just Divine Biscuits. I love a tea cake. I've just had
Tunnocks.
Yeah. And there's some chocolates.
They're
there
lovely
as well.
Seashells. Can I say one thing? I just went out to see Marion in our reception, and we spoke about Marion a couple of last week, I think it was, about her hugs. And I just got the hug of my life of
really?
Marion.
Oh,
some
nice.
People just know how to do hugs.
Yeah.
Sending her all our love. She is the best person possible. She's such a lovely, loyal listener of the show, and she's always dropping a treat. So thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
I want to talk treats and something that's very close to your heart, show.
Okay.
We obviously have Christmas out of the way.
Yes.
Valentine's to come. But you'll notice it's all about Easter now, and all different eggs are out and all that kind of thing. But one thing at this time of year that it's really an addiction for some people, including show, is the mini egg. Have you had a mini egg yet in 2026?
Have I had a mini egg? Oh, have I had a mini egg? I've had a mini egg. I've had a Biscoff egg. I had one of those over the weekend, Amy.
Yeah.
I had a packet of mini eggs.
Yeah.
And think
did you buy the mini eggs for yourself, or were they bought for you?
Tom bought me the mini egg at the cream egg, and I bought myself the Biscoff egg.
Okay, well, if Tom is looking a little lighter in the wallet, if he doesn't offer dinner this weekend, it's because of the mini eggs, because there's absolute war online.
€20 for a bag.
Well, up to that, yeah.
No, I saw the bag.
Really?
I saw the bag.
€20.
Lads, I stood in the supermarket on Saturday afternoon, right? We were getting a few bits for the dinner, and we were walking by the checkout. I won't say what the supermarket was, right? Now, like, I want to give you context for the size of this bag, right? What can I use? Okay, give me the A4 page. Okay, everybody listening at home, right? Think of an A4 page
and
fold it in half.
A5.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is the size of the bag. I am not lying. It was €20.
Why?
€20 for a bag of mini
eggs. How many do you think you're getting that?
I don't know, but I don't care, Niall. €20. Like, what? Who's buying them?
You get a flight to London for €20.
Nobody can afford that.
Well, that's what people are saying, but nobody had that price level. Social media is flooded with comments from individuals boasting how many they've eaten in one sitting, but some pointing out, did you know the bag actually recommends 8 eggs per serving?
I'll stop. Oh, get a life.
Life's too short. But one user on X showed how much a large bag would set you back. They found them for a tenner.
Yeah,
so that's a bargain.
Yeah, but that's a smaller bag.
Okay.
No, Niall, no. Somebody's just sent that, right? So that is 256. Is it 256? That bag is €10, but the one that I'm talking about is obviously bigger than that, and it's 20.
Yeah, somebody else said they saw the bag for €17. And a third user said, I saw a lady shout daylight robbery at the staff.
That was probably me.
Even the cashiers were in shock at the price. Real eggs are much better and better value, they said.
Yeah, like, I haven't actually seen the eggs. Have you seen egg eggs?
No.
Like,
I've
only seen the, like, aside kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk to somebody about this because Tom was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Like, he only bought me, I don't think he spent that on a little bag, but I was there standing in the supermarket going, is anybody else, like, are we all just going to walk by this? Are we all just going to walk by this giant bag for, like, that's not that giant for €20? Nobody seemed to care. They were just, now, no one was buying it, but I did want to discuss it with somebody. I was like, what is this about? Like, how have they gone up in such, like, a crazy amount? It's not right. Nobody's buying that.
€20.
It's madness.
I used to go on a night out for €20.
I'm so glad that you highlighted it, because I thought I was literally gone crazy the other day looking at this bag going, how in the name could you charge €20 for that?
You just have to ration them this year.
No, I'm not doing that. Like,
no,
I just
want
eight per serving.
Per serving, that's in one mouthful. I'm not buying them if they're at that price. I'm taking a stand against it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
I'm on a bit of a mission here this morning, and I need you to either back me or make a fool out of me and tell me there's nobody as cold as me in the southeast. Are you as cold as I am?
Okay, well, let's start from the starting point. There is nobody in the world colder than Irish women. Irish women just naturally are the most freezing creatures in the world.
We feel it. We're like, when I go into the house, the first thing I do is put on the heating. And now I already have my hot water bottle in my hand. Then I go upstairs and I change my clothes and I put the warmest clothes. Like, if I'm not getting into my pajamas, I'll put like layers on, and like a big cozy jumper, big fluffy socks. Like slippers. Then I'll go down to the couch and I'll get a big fluffy blanket and I'll wrap it around myself until I can get the heat into me. And then when I'm in the car, it's like
now heating. It's the car that's causing an issue at the moment in your relationship, isn't it? Be honest.
Well, it's like, I am, we are very different temperatures, myself and Tom, and I don't think this is just me in relationships. I think this is like kind of a general thing. Like, it's quite common. And so he gets into my car and I will have heating up to 90, like absolutely blasting. You get into that car, the minute the door opens, even if it's a freezing cold day, even if the temperatures are -1, you will get in and you will feel it will hit you. That heat, it's like when you get off the plane in Spain and
it's
the
like
heat hits
getting
you.
Into one of those hot boxes.
It's a bang of heat. You're welcome. And then he gets in the car and the heat is blaring and the music is blaring. He's like, I can't hear myself thinking, I'm sweating. This is a horrendous situation. He can't handle it at all. Equally, we're sitting down on the couch on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon, the heating is on, I'm in my blanket, he's suffocating over on the couch, I can't handle the show, turn off the heat, it's too hot. Like, everything about us is very different in that way. Like, during the winter, like, I'll have layers upon layers, even underneath my pants. Like, 2 weeks ago I was wearing tights underneath my jeans to make sure that I wouldn't get cold. Permanently have my hot water bottle on, permanently feel the cold, and yet I'm this mad person that gets in the sea at the weekends as well. Like, I don't make sense, really.
But I just want to back Tom on the car thing if he's listening.
Okay.
Every morning I get in the car, and there are many mornings I'm grateful for a bit of heat.
Many mornings
it's cold.
All right, okay.
But there are also many mornings I get in, and as you describe it, it is getting into a hot box, and I look over at her, and she's got the water bottle on her belly,
big puffy
and I'm
jacket.
Just like. Could I open a window and let a bit of air in, please?
You can always walk.
I could. So yeah, it's phenomenal, the heat that this woman can absorb.
And also, when I'm in bed, like, Tom will say to me, like, lying beside me is like lying beside a, you've been in bed with me.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I
actually, I burn up in bed.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have so much. Like, I would have very warm pajamas.
You suck in the heat all day and then you let it out at night.
He said that there would be like an absolute like the heat rising from me. Now I am hot stuff, obviously.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm permanently cold. I feel it all the time.
I've been told that before though. I'm very hard to sleep beside because of the heat that emanates from me. Because of a high metabolism.
Oh yeah.
And it burns.
And I sweat a lot as well. Like, sometimes you could get into the bed beside me and there would be like, you know, could be damp.
Oh, God.
Just telling the truth. Yeah. I sweat.
I think this is a very common issue in relationships in Ireland. I know many couples who fight over the heating dial.
Oh, Tom gives out.
Yeah, they turn it down sneakily.
He comes into the house and he's like, did you go up to 18 or 19 there? And I'm like, no, I must have just bumped against it with my shoulder.
So what we're looking for is, are you team Tom or team show this morning? Like, are Irish women, do you feel the cold like show does? Is there anyone out there who will put their hand up and go,
I'm colder.
Show's cold, but I'm even colder. Yeah. I'm permanently cold. Describe how you deal with your coldness.
Yeah. 085-102-9103.
Voice notes are welcome on this. I see loads of support coming
very
into you already.
Relatable. I don't know if that's support. I don't know if that's support. It's very relatable though. Like, I am who I am. I'm a cold creature and I like to be cozy.
And maybe you're an Irish guy or an Irish girl and you are like me and Tom and you're like, I can't handle the heat in this car or in this living room. I need air. Woo.
Like, he goes to, when we go on holidays to Ibiza or whatever, he's like, oh, he's just walking around like that all the time, melting, and I'm like, this is the perfect scenario.
Okay, 085-102-9103. Who is shoulder than co? Colder than show.
I'm not alone. You girls are here with me.
The lads aren't.
No.
Paul says, I don't really feel the cold at all. I'm known to wear t-shirts in the winter. And also a message in here from Fergal, who says, every woman seems to be the same, including the wife. Whereas I'm in a t-shirt and shorts all year. Maybe a jumper and jacket in minus weather, but shorts is a must. Getting dressed in trousers is a killer for me. How do you feel when you see lads like in this kind of weather?
Tom wears t-shirts all the time.
But shorts, the lads in shorts in December and January. Get a chill down your spine?
Yeah, it upsets me.
I almost think that the lads or whoever does it, I almost feel like it's a personal challenge to see how long they can stay in it. And also, I had this conversation with somebody before that said, really, it's your legs don't feel the cold if your feet are warm. and your top half is warm, your legs can survive it. And if you, it's basically like you train yourself to be able to wear shorts all year round. And then people that wear shorts all year round love the freedom. They love the freedom of the wind blowing on their legs, apparently. Now, I'm not sure about the rain, but like Tom will wear t-shirts all the time, like winter, come in, like could be a day like today and he come in the front door and have a t-shirt on. You're like, where are you going? Where are you going? You know.
Okay, let's get through some of the thoughts on this. Let's start. We think we've actually found someone colder.
Yeah, I actually think Donna Darlene, you might win.
Good morning, lads. How are we doing?
Good. Would you sound cold, Donna? I can feel it.
You're getting a vibe.
Was it the teeth chattering?
Yeah. Like, what? How cold are you this morning?
Oh, I'm okay now. Okay, I'm okay now because I'm in the car.
Yeah, and just describe maybe your layers and the car scenario at the moment. How protected are you from the cold?
Okay, so we have a vest. Yeah. First of all, can't go anywhere without the vest.
Yeah.
A long sleeve top. Yeah. Then we have a big chunky fleece.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a big coat.
And
you have a coat over the fleece. And then like and you've leggings or like something on.
I do, yeah. I've got my school run attire, so I have my leggings on.
Yeah.
Have the heated seat on.
Yeah. Heated seat.
Sorry, just one back to the leggings, because someone told me this about a year ago, and I know it's not the sexiest look in the world, but I do it all the time now. It's the socks over the leggings.
No, I'm not there yet.
Oh,
no,
Donna.
She hasn't given up on life yet.
Yeah.
She didn't mean that.
I might have to add that in.
Donna, darling, that will change your life, because there's no way of any coldness getting into any ankles.
That's
or anything. There's nothing, like everything is trapped in there. Anyway, sorry, go on. So then you have your heated seats.
Yeah.
So the heated seat is on full whack. Yeah. Always on full whack. And then we've got the temperature is about 27.
27. See, my car is not fancy enough to tell me what temperature it's at, but I'd say it could be could be similar enough. And then when you go into the house, what are you doing?
Into the house. So the heating goes straight on.
Yeah.
Has to go on. And then, like, of an evening, I've got the heating on, I've got the blanket on, the fleece is still on, I have a hot water bottle, and I have to be perched practically on top of the radiator at all times.
Okay.
Okay, you're a bit like my granny. I don't know if you heard me tell this story last week, but my granny, and I actually think I'm very like my granny now, except for I don't do this right, but my granny, God rest her, Doreen, right? She was a cold creature as well. She used to sit in front of the fire, Donna, with the legs open.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she'd get the heat right in there. And apparently, when we talked about it afterwards, was it your granny, Amy?
Yeah, well, my mom said that she would have remembered, like, all the women back then, like, they wore, like, these skirts and they sat in a square, she said.
Yeah, square with the legs squared. Yeah, and then the heat should be going in there, right? That's just if we really need some extra bang of heat for ourselves, Donna.
Yeah.
You seem to have got you seem to have really got it nailed.
Yeah.
I actually think you are, by the sounds of it,
the
coldest person. Congratulations,
well done,
Donna, everybody.
Thanks very much.
Counterian, Donna.
Waterford,
tell your friends, tell everybody, Donna's the coldest person you'll
ever
meet.
You stay warm, Donna. We'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks very
Don't
much.
Forget
day.
The socks over morning. The leggings, Donna. Okay, forget
I'm
the fashion.
It.
Yeah, do it, girl.
I'm doing it.
Love it.
All
have
right.
a good day,
Cheers.
My love. Bye, bye-bye.
Let's just very quickly hear from one more Donna. Here she is. This is another Donna in Tip.
I have a plug-in fire that I literally sit on top of with my plug-in heated throw with my two hot water bottles. Mostly 24/7.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in the house, because it's too cold. My body's just not built for this weather. Bring back the heat. Bring on the summer.
You can't read that out.
I can't read out what came in.
Anyway.
It's about my granny. My poor granny.
Your poor Doreen. Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Let's get to Beat the Intro, round one. As we know, it's Show versus Beat News, whoever that might be. And today it's Rachel.
Rachel's very good at it.
Well, she's very competitive.
I'm very competitive.
She takes it very seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go first this morning, Rachel. And your key words this morning is just simply the word with. W-I-T-H.
Okay.
So with is
I'm
what
nervous.
We're looking for.
I feel
Don't
like I
be
should
nervous.
Have
studied.
No,
you
you've come in your
study.
Parasuit. You're ready to take it on.
You can't study for this, really. Like it's you have a very rounded musical knowledge, so that's all you need to know. Mm. Anyway, go on.
Okay, an easy one to start with. It was a UK number one in 2011, but only made number 65 in Austria.
Oh, come
Short.
On. You're
that
basically getting
easy.
A plate and going, here you go.
That is Ollie Murs. Dance with me tonight.
I just want you to dance with me tonight.
Make
Okay. Look at us girls. I love happy him. On a Tuesday morning. You can't beat a bit of Ollie in your life.
Point for the artist, point for the song title, Play Along at Home. That's 2 points for Rachel. Right, we're going back to probably the biggest song of summer 2015.
Okay.
I want to dance, but I want to be ready to get in the sky.
Okay, it's Are You With Me?
Yes.
But who is that boy?
Mm. I know.
Oh.
The first Belgian act ever to have a number one in the UK. There you go. That's my fact.
Belgian. Are you with me? Are you with me? I know this.
Yeah.
And I'll know it as soon as I say it. It's not Milky Chance.
No.
Good guess. Well.
I'm going to pass on the artist. I have no idea.
Do you remember?
Is it Lost Frequencies?
It is Lost Frequencies.
Not a whole.
Yeah. The Mexican sky. They wouldn't hit wonder, no?
They've had a few others, but no. Yeah. Pretty much.
No. Listen to the mariachi
play. Oh, summer in the southeast. Hurry, will you please? Hurry.
Summer in the southeast. Summer in the south. Anyway, the next day is really, really sunny. The next day it tips 12 degrees. We'll just play it for the crack, all
right? Okay. Right, let's go to song number three. We're going back to the year 2000 on this one. Will you know this? Okay, let's see how we get
That's
on.
That's tough.
It's a girly anthem.
Monster. Yeah, it is actually. Oh, yeah.
That's not what I thought it was.
Really?
I thought it was, if you want to go and take a ride with me.
Oh, yeah,
same
like
vibe, I think it was the same year. That was the sound of 2000. A great time before you were alive.
It must be the money.
Before you were born.
I wasn't born.
What a time we had.
Yeah, yeah, we were having a ball.
Will the computers work at the strike of midnight? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, Y2K. Yeah.
They were worried, like, the computers were all going to just shut down at the stroke of midnight.
They thought everything would just crash.
Because the computers, the clocks would go back to 0000000. Anyway, it didn't
before
happen.
Before my time.
Yeah. You never knew the struggle.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Okay. So
I think
you know?
I know it, but I'm not sure the artist. But do you want to try?
Not a clue. I thought it was Nelly Ride With Me.
Yeah, well, I think that was a really good guess. Don't mess with my man. Don't mess with my man. And I don't know who
it is. It's Lucy Pearl.
Lucy. Who are you?
I've never heard that song in my life.
Well, go out after this, load up the YouTube and watch it, because it's a girly anthem.
Has she had any other songs?
Yeah. Not that I know of.
No. Okay, right, here's an easier one for you. Number one from 2014.
Okay. I was around that year.
Yeah, you got it.
I was 13. That is Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Stay With Me.
Correct.
Good job.
Saw them in the Royal Albert Hall a couple of years ago.
Oh,
unbelievable. Well, the Royal Albert Hall was impressive enough, never mind Sam Smith. But
say
yeah.
Anything there just is magical.
Okay, we've got a final one. And this is a kind of toughie, sorry. It's from 2009. It reached the top 10 as another iconic artist. Let's have a listen.
Whoa. Shafted.
I don't know what that is. That is interesting. Not one person in here knows it other than Niall.
Blankly.
Female. What the? 2009?
Yeah. Where were you in 2009?
2009, I was in Cork. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. I was in Cork.
My only thought is, I know Whitney Houston was still alive in 2009.
No. Only just. Clinging on like.
Don't think it's Whitney.
But after that, I'm not a notion.
No.
No, I genuinely don't know.
It was Alicia Keys.
Ah.
And it's called Try Sleeping With a Broken Heart.
I'm sorry now. On behalf of Rachel, I'm going to say she was shafted.
Shafted.
That is not a big song.
It's a top 10 hit. It was.
Stop.
We played it to death on beat at the time.
It's a beautiful song, but yeah. I do think you were. That was tough.
Right, well, I'm making yours harder. You're going to hang up on me. That is fine. So we got 5 points. Well done this morning.
I think that was hard. That.
Who in God's name is Lucy Diamond?
Pearl.
Lucy Pearl. Oh, for God. Diamonds and pearls.
That one.
Yeah, well, look, you know him or you don't know him, and you did.
It's gotten harder. Yeah. It's gotten harder. You did well.
50%. Like, barely scraped a pass.
Like, Niall, stop being so mean. You've turned into something. Yeah, like, you're like an evil. Fair. You're like Miss Trunchbull.
That's a D2, I think, isn't it? In the old terms. I don't know the new terms. For
I
the
think
leaving.
It's a H. A H5, that's not bad.
She passed.
I passed.
Give it up for a pass, everybody.
Okay.
I'm not
we'll
happy
see.
With that.
I've got to, we'll see how show gets on next.
Am I even going to pass?
We'll see.
I'm ready. Round two of Beat the Intro. It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel got 5. Yeah. A very respectable pass mark on the show.
I'm really
this morning.
Embarrassed of myself.
Don't be embarrassed, Ellen. They were really hard. They I was hard. Trying to stick up for you, and then Niall said he's going to make mine harder, but he can't because he's already done them. So he was like, I'm going to show her.
Thursday, payoff.
That's
like from Brooklyn Beckham coming in, destroying the family.
No, you're like the two. You're like the two from Home Alone.
Snickle.
Wait. Wet bandits.
No.
Do you not know Home Alone?
I haven't seen that in about 15 years.
How do you not watch
How'd you
that
get through Christmas?
Christmas
without Home Alone, Rachel?
It's the 20th of January. Yeah, but stop Christmasing.
Yeah, but like, how did you go a whole Christmas? I don't understand that.
No, not well,
basically, the small bandit, the actor, when all the things were hurting him, he couldn't curse because it was a family movie. So he made up his own kind of language. Anyway, your key word this morning is together.
Anybody else that hasn't watched Home Alone in about 20 years? That's mad. I don't understand that. Sorry, my word is what?
Together.
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 Okay.
Okay.
We're all in this together.
Just doing it again. Show us things song. Anyway, here we go. We're starting really? With a number 4 in 2012.
Okay. Taylor Swift. We are never ever getting back together. You're so strict. Like the biggest dirty look that he gives me.
Okay, next up, we're going to 2017. And number 5 hit in Ireland.
Okay.
But only number 94 in Greece. The question is, are you Ireland or are you Greece this morning? Okay. Let's see if you remember it.
Some kind of dance act. What year was it?
2017.
Together.
Nice. Anything in there? Anything at all?
Feel like, give me that one more time. Is it Rita Ora?
It is Rita Ora, but Rita Ora is not the lead act. Well, we need the lead act.
Together.
There are the rules.
Let's be lonely together. Lonely.
I can give you that. It's called
I don't
Lonely
know who the
Together.
Act is. I don't know who the act the are they.
Okay,
I don't
it's
know
a point there. It was Avicii and Rita Ora.
Lonely Together. You know the only reason I know that? And I knew it was Rita Ora. Eve bought a pen years ago and it flashed and it sang that song.
Wow.
Where did you get that?
It was $8.99 in the book centre and the pen just kept going off in the middle of the night.
Oh God, did you bin it?
No, I mean,
what possessed you to buy the pen?
I didn't buy it. Well, I bought it for her, but like, sure, I'm
well,
like,
who wants an Avicii Rita Ora pen?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like the life of a parent. Mm. No, you can't. Yeah. Like you just
some battles are just worse.
She was probably even like asked for 20 things, and like eventually I caved and bought her a Rita Ora pen. Don't question
what
why.
What kind of parenthood is that? Call social services. Okay, we're on to song number 3. We're going way back, right? Okay. 1991.
I'm sweating, lads. I have to take off my top.
Number 4 in the UK, but okay. It's been re-released a few times. It's iconic. I think you'll know this. Here we go.
Oh.
I know. Is there nothing for you, Rachel? It's old, like, but I'm wondering is.
Nah. I know the song, but I haven't a clue. When was it re-released?
It was re-released, I think, in 2004. It was released for, like, I think World Cup England or something.
I've
like
no
that.
Idea who the act is, but okay. I know that it is. All Together Now.
The Farm.
The Farm. The Farm.
That's an AI band. That's not real.
All together. Do you know what? Wouldn't it be great if they finally got The Farm to play it all together now and sing this? It'd be, whoa, two worlds colliding.
The Farm, though.
Do they have any other songs?
I had no hope of getting that. I was never, like, never in a million years did anybody know that that was The Farm. 085 1029 103. Anybody?
Let them know. Yeah. Iconic. Right, we're moving on. This is a toughie now. This one's a little toughie. You deserve it this morning. You've been giving me grief. Number three from 2005. Okay. Let's see how you get on. It's probably kind of shite she has on a playlist somewhere.
I know this song. It's not shite. It's one of my favourite songs. It's Mariah.
It is.
And We Belong Together.
Well done to you.
And
you
it is on my playlist.
I knew it
and
might
I'm not,
be.
I don't apologise for that. It's better than The Farm.
The Emancipation of Mimi. The album.
No. Oh my God, it's such a good song. The album is really good, actually.
The only Mariah song I know is the Christmas one.
Oh, for God.
Oh, Rachel.
You need
get
to
out to the YouTube.
And the one that they did the remix of a couple of years ago.
Oh, Big Lado and...
No Hero. No, I'll Be There.
Oh,
no
I know
Fantasy.
Hero because they did that on X Factor.
You'd take her on a road trip somewhere with one of your playlists.
You'd have a great time, Rachel. You're getting... Yeah. You're getting,
an education.
You're getting in my car. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds a bit threatening.
Our final song.
Okay.
It's from 2006.
Okay.
Here you go. Wanted a big finale on this segment.
Kind of gave it away, didn't I?
All right, here we go.
High School Musical.
Cast, yeah.
We're all in this together.
Everybody. We are all in this together. Nobody's to leave disappointed, sad. We're all in this together.
Sorry, tell me how it's fair. She got High School Musical and I got Lucy Pearl.
I got The Farm. Okay, what are we at?
8-5 is okay. What we finished at this morning.
I'll take it.
Well done.
I will absolutely take it. Rachel, you played a good game.
No, it's okay. You got some tough ones too.
Yeah, it's getting harder.
I think he's losing the run of himself.
We are not here to
don't criticise him.
Don't,
he doesn't take it well.
Nope.
His mouth does a kind of twitching
I
thing.
I need to test G or you're like, this isn't, it's not kindergarten, Rachel. This isn't kindergarten.
See?
It's not a sticker for all. Well done. You've got to come in here and prove yourself. And, you know, you can do better.
Today.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Welcome to Friday's Beat Breakfast. I found this, right?
Now she's built this up for myself and producer Amy. She says this is going to be mind-blowing information. So you might want to put down your tea. You might want to sit down. You can pull in if you're driving. I don't know. But
I probably would. It's a lot to take on a Friday morning, especially if you've had a tough week. It broke yesterday afternoon.
Broke.
Okay, the story broke. And since then, it's just been all over the place. And people have been left gobsmacked.
Okay.
Right? First question for you is, do you use paprika? Are you familiar with the spice paprika?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't like use it myself, but I would have it like when my sister makes our prawn cocktails for Christmas
Perfect.
Day. Paprika on top. And also what's lovely enough is paprika crisps.
Oh, yes. I do like a paprika.
Yeah, and we're
paprika crisp. And also on one of my first dates with Tom, when he was trying to woo me, he made me a chicken paprika.
Okay.
And that was his like pasta chicken paprika dish.
Nice.
Have I seen that in 18 years? No. Good start, Tom. Do better.
Needs to go back on the menu with the sausage surprise, but go on.
People have been left gobsmacked after discovering what paprika actually is made from, with many confessing that they believed the popular spice came from a paprika tree. Now, what did you actually believe paprika to be?
I never really thought about it. I actually don't really know where spices come from. They're just spices. But like, if you said paprika tree to me, I would go, yeah okay, that
Makes
sounds
sense.
Reasonable.
Okay. Yeah. Well, most people believed it was a tree, okay? And that the paprika was coming down from the tree. They were grounding
it. Shake the tree and all the paprika falls out of it.
And then they were grounding, getting it really fine and then like lashing it on your prawns, lashing it in your pasta. No, turn the music down. It's more than that, lads. Countless
home cooks were left stunned yesterday afternoon to discover that the vibrant red seasoning is simply ground and dried bell peppers.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. The notion of a paprika tree has been well and truly shattered for so many people. Many believed it was an actual tree. Now they've discovered it's just dried and crushed red bell peppers. People are shocked.
Well, no wonder. I love peppers.
Me too. And I love paprika.
Do you want something else now that's going to blow your mind? Julie has just been on. She says peppers in Polish is paprika. I don't know if it all started in Poland, this thing. Paprika equals peppers.
I'm going to have to sit down, Julie, to be honest with you. That is too much for my little head to take this morning. I'm sorry to anybody that is overwhelmed and stunned by the news. You will open your press this weekend and you will not look the same at that
point. So could you make your own, like just like grounding up a bell pepper and drying it out?
A lot of drying. I don't know if you'd be bothered, but I just feel this was the news that we needed to bring. The backlash from this has been unbelievable. Did she have something else?
She just laughed and said, I love you.
I love you too. I think we should wrap it because I don't think there's any other piece of information. I'm sorry to anybody that's been left stunned, particularly chefs across the southeast, cooks, people in kitchens.
I should have sent you out to buy a paprika tree and see how you got on.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
We've got Aoife in. We'll get Aoife in a few minutes on this.
We forgot that we have an actual expert in the cow
field. Cows, how intelligent are they? How much personality do they have? We're trying to learn. This is their rural slot on Beat Breakfast, yeah? Okay. Now, a couple of quick messages. Ailish was on. She says, oh, they definitely have their own personality. Some cows are evil little beeps. Some are lovely. I grew up on a dairy farm and now married to a dairy farmer. Some of the ladies are great with the kids. Others I wouldn't turn my back on. And some cows have names, but probably they aren't radio friendly.
Oh, David was on to us. He's a vet. He said, I have a farmer in Crossbeg that has names for every cow. She doesn't go by tag numbers. Great farmer and loves her
animals.
That's what
we like to hear. Now, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, where are you this morning?
I'm in Kilkenny.
Okay.
And are you on the farm at the moment, John?
No, I'm currently... Well, I'll be on my way to school.
Okay.
Oh, okay, you're on
so it's your family has a farm. And how many cows would you have?
A good couple now. Too much to count, to be honest.
Too many to count.
Okay. Right, you're perfect for this. So we have some questions for you in relation to the cows. Are you happy to answer?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Question number one on your cows. Do they like music?
Some do, yeah. The more pettier ones do, like, you know.
The more which?
Pettier.
Petty. You know, like ones that you'd be more have as pets.
Oh, with the more human-friendly ones.
Okay,
okay.
What kind of music?
Yeah, what kind?
Are they Beat fans?
Oh, they are, yeah. Sure, when I'd be out... Sprung and in the silage now and around the winter now and they'd be listening because I'd have the radio on.
Yeah, there'd be no Brook Boys, no Mance.
And Sprung and what would we be doing there,
Michael? Basically that's just like, you know, kind of pushing in the silage a bit more, but it's more done by hand than like having a tractor do it.
I thought hands were involved. I got that.
Right, next question.
Next question,
John,
Michael.
Has to go to
what is their favourite treat?
Oh God. Mostly silage now, but they like when you give them their kind of more kind of grainier feed, you know, kind of what we call nuts, like you'd give them in, you know, on top of the silage.
Okay.
They like a bit of extra.
They wouldn't need a Just Divine biscuit, would they?
You never know.
Okay.
And what about, do you know what, I'd say they'd be a fan of a sesame stick.
Why?
I don't know, I just feel like if they like the nutty stuff. Anyway, okay, question number three, we've only two more to go. Do any of your beloved cows have a trick, a party piece?
Like Veronica. Not particularly, no.
No back scratchers, no like...
Well, you'd often find the odd one there now and up against the gate scratching itself now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Other than that...
Something satisfying about that.
Yeah, there is.
Right.
I get it.
Okay, final question, and this is very important. How do you call them?
Yeah, do you have a call for them?
Well, my dad does now. Me, particularly now, they just, you know, they'd, like, depending now, they'd you know, you'd have something that would just come to you now, yeah, do you know? Like, they just know you're coming.
They're on the ball. But the other ones, what does your dad say?
What kind of noise does he make to call
them? Oh, God. He makes a moo noise now. God help me if he's listening.
Go on, John. Give it to us.
Give us a demo.
We go, moo!
Oh my God, John, you're a legend.
I love you, John.
You're absolutely brilliant. Darling, we're going to get some very nice Be Goodies out to you. And you never know, like, there's an opportunity to
collab.
For us to do a farming collab on Beat Breakfast. So if we asked you, would you be open to a visit from us, do you think?
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, great. I
like the sound of what you've got going on.
John, we're going to let you go to school. Have a great day. Thanks, John. You're a legend, all right?
Thank you very much.
Cheers, John.
That's an interesting prospect, but I don't think we should both go. Because I think, like, two of us out of the office, that'd be a big strain.
And you're the main man?
Yeah. So I think only one of us should go and get up close and personal with the cows. Maybe John's cows.
I can totally see where this is going. Right, put it to the vote.
Okay,
it's fine.
Let's do a vote. Which one of us should go out during calving season and meet the cows? Should it be me or should it be show?
All you've got to do. I know what's going to happen here. like setting up.
You know what to do.
Niall or show to 085 1029 103. Who do you think would be best suited to visiting
to farm life?
Some cows.
Yeah.
Just before you do anything, can I make an apology? I'm so sorry, John. Like, on the farm, and like, absolutely legend. Like, a farming legend. And I called him Michael.
You did, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I was still on Beat the Bomb. I was on Beat the Bomb time.
Yeah. Well,
I had Michael written down. I'm so sorry. I hate
answered. When,
I know he answered, but he should have corrected me. He's too nice.
Aoife is here. Aoife, from a proud farm. Talk to us about Modini.
So Modini is a cow that we have, and we've had her, I'd say, at least 5 or 6 years. But she showed her ability from a young age when she was kind of, you know, first year after calving. Winter time, absolutely lashing out of it. And she was in the shed and with her nose, like, just kind of tipped up the gate, opened it and just walked out being like, I'm not bothered, you know, I don't mind the rain, I'm just going to go for a wander around. So she's able to escape. And also as well, when you're milking her, she can be quite difficult. And, you know, if she just doesn't feel in the mood, she's somehow able to knock off the clusters, no bother to her.
The clusters. Moodini. There's another phrase for you now. Sprongen and clusters.
Sprongen is like, I don't know how you know a sprong. You know what a sprong is?
Like a fork.
Like a fork, like a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You sprong.
A bit of air into the silence.
I've a lot to learn.
Lisa was on as well. Talented cows.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm working on a dairy farm and cows are so intelligent. Like, we have one cow that comes into the parlour. So when you have to feed out meal to the cows, you need to pull a handle down that goes all along the parlour where they stand. And this one cow, same cow, every time she comes in, can put her head up. She will grab the piece of rope with her tongue and pull it down to pull out extra nuts when she's finished her nuts.
No way.
To get more, which then stops the whole entire row. She drives me mad, but we love her all the same. Aww. She is too clever for her own good.
They somehow in their tongues, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They
Veronica
quite
is itching tongue. With her tongue.
They have big tongues.
When you go to the farm, you'll have to try the ultimate culture experience. Like, I used to bring when my friends would come over to my house, you need to put your hand inside a sucky calf's mouth. And you can feel the tongue and it's all wet.
I'm glad you said mouth. That's all that sounds.
No!
I've seen the
farmers have to do. Well, no. We won't get you to do it.
Like using the ATM.
Actually, I feel like show would do it.
So, look, we asked you to vote and I have to say it is pretty much 50-50 at the moment. People want to see both of us on the farm with John.
I'm delighted.
So I think we should probably do it.
At least
we have each other for support.
I don't know. Like, I actually think I'm going to be okay. I think you will be worse than me.
Yeah.
I genuinely do. Like, yeah. I think, no, because you're like, oh, when it's raining outside. Oh.
Yeah, we're not going the next couple of days. It's too wet. But maybe next week, okay? We'll sort something with John.
We're both going to the farm.
Going to the farm. Yes!
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up.
With Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up with your mates.
swamped here.
I've just been giving her like lots of love and attention.
She loves under the chin.
I was doing under the chin and the ears. She doesn't understand what's going on. She doesn't understand dad's working. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Daddy's working.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to start just a couple of texts coming in, right, for Jessica, who's very vocal today, as you can hear.
Yeah, but she knows she's on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets the chattiness from me, obviously. Now, firstly, aged 11, Freya was on. Her cat wants to know, does Jessica eat budgies?
Jess, now that's a tough question. That we didn't expect something like that.
No.
Niall, I like birds. No.
Okay. Yeah, okay, thanks Jessica for that one. We have another question here, and this is from Barbara, who wants to know what is the best place to pee in Revenge when Niall annoys
you? Yes, that's another toughie for you, the poor pet asking you that. Jess, what do you think? Where would you say is the worst place?
Niall's shoes.
Shit, that this has happened. My runners. No. Yeah.
Yes. Although
Fred was worse for it. Okay, let's get a couple of the voice notes in. We're asking, if you're just joining us, and you're wondering what's going on.
My cat is here. Jess is in studio this morning.
It's talk to your cat states.
She's
understand
so cute.
Them. And here's Teresa who was on.
Hey, Jessica. Is Niall and Shona losing the run of herself today by any chance?
Thank you for that question, Jess. Will you take over from here? Because you've witnessed myself and Niall at work. Dad's here.
Niall's the best at presenting.
Thank you. She's my number one fan.
She loves you so much.
Suzanne was on. Jessica, how do you feel when daddy goes out on a night out, gets lucky and brings home a bit of hot stuff?
I just close my little eyes and pretend nothing's happening.
Okay, we got one more in. Leanne was on to us this morning.
Ah, bless
you. Morning. Let's ask Jessica Fletcher. What's the worst thing she's witnessed Daddy Niall do inside four walls
God,
of your house?
No, Niall.
Thanks.
Don't be too honest, Jess. Don't be too honest on this, please. There's no dreamies today.
Niall eats Chinese in his underpants.
Okay, that's your time up. Time out.
Jess has to go.
Back to bed. It's nap time.
Lovely
nap
to have
time.
You in studio, Jess. We absolutely
gorgeous.
Adored it. Yeah,
bring
it
your pet
really
to work day. Lovely.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. She's gorgeous, Niall. You've done a great job of rearing her. She's well reared.
She is. Very demure.
She's very demure. Yeah.
Leanne, we're going to give you your tickets to go to the
Yay!
Big gig at Three Arena. Well done,
darling.
To you.
And, you're going to the gig. Enjoy.
Thank you all for humouring our madness this morning.
Wake up with your mate. Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Take two.
Let's try this again, everybody. Unfortunately, Ian was not having any of us this morning, but Ian's loss is Olivia's gain.
Morning.
Welcome to the show, Olivia.
Lads, here some high people this morning.
It's Friday. Are you not on the Friday vibe?
I know, I'm buzzing fine.
Come here, darling. Where are you this morning?
I'm just at home. I'm only after drop my baby to crèche.
Oh, so have you got a little bit of time to yourself?
Yeah, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to go crazy or to sit down and relax for 5 minutes. Do you know that kind of feeling on a Friday morning?
We'll be keeping you now for 5 minutes, all right? So put that
aside for us, right? Yeah, no problem.
You are ours for the next 5 minutes. Now, you heard you were on the way in the car that Niall is getting a Chinese tonight, and you said to me, you were chatting back.
Niall, what order you have. I had Szechuan chicken the other night. The nicest.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
No, but I don't agree with you now getting the 3-in-1 on the side. Curry and Szechuan together.
My palate can handle it.
I'm not a mixer.
No, okay. I wouldn't be either. What is your order, Olivia?
No. I would love, I do like a 3-in-1, but I like a 3-in-1 with Szechuan sauce.
Ooh, mixing it up.
Yeah.
Welcome
nice.
To the show.
Spicy. And lads, you have to try chicken cheese rolls. Did you ever try chicken cheese rolls?
What's that?
It's a roll with chicken and cheese in it.
Blam moment this morning.
Welcome to my life, Olivia. Welcome to my life. You get that from a Chinese?
Some Chinese.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, I was only introduced to this recently, and like, just try it once and you'll be like, oh my God, where have you been all my life? Yeah.
Well, it's like chicken and cheese. So it's like a spring roll. Like, it's actually that kind of
exact same. A chicken cheese roll. It's just a spring roll with chicken and cheese. Melted cheese as well at that.
Olivia, I know there was a reason why Ian hung up, because otherwise I would never have known.
We'll all get Chinese together.
Hey, is there any Chinese open now that could drop in a chicken and cheese roll that I could try?
I'll whip you up. I'll bring him out.
No, don't do that. This is your time to chill. Right, come here to me. This is absolute nonsense. It's the most ridiculous game on the radio, right? There's no skill required. Okay. You will get a 50 euro on for all voucher, whatever happens here, but we would like you to play along, okay? And the name of the quiz is The Great Beat Breakfast. Tonight is the big finale of the UK Traitors on BBC One Quiz. Are you watching The Traitors?
No, but my friend watches it in work every evening, and I'm like asking her every night, what's going on? Who's the traitor? Who's not the traitor? Yeah.
You don't need to know anything about it,
the
okay?
Questions
you don't,
are not related to the traitors. They're related to the words within.
Your woman, though, ain't it? Is she the Rachel. One off the Head and Shoulders ad? No. The black haired woman.
Yeah,
that Claudia, you know.
Oh,
Claudia. Oh, with the dandruff.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't have dandruff, but she advertises against. Yes. You're right. That is her. Yeah, with the fringe. Yeah. You've got that.
Okay, we know something. We know something.
Good start.
That is not going to help you at all in this quiz, but thank you for the fun fact. Right, let's go for it. Olivia, question number one. Most ridiculous quiz on Irish radio. Complete the slogan from this old, well-known ad that used to be on TV. All because the lady loves Cadbury. And wait for it,
don't
Olivia.
Jump in yet.
Please do
multiple
not peek.
Choice.
Yeah, there's multiple choice. All because the lady loves Cadbury. A, milk tray. B, milk clay. Or C, milk today. Now, Olivia, part of this game is to build suspense, all right? You're sitting at your kitchen table. You're in Dungarvan, all right? So don't be too hasty. What is the answer, A, B, or C?
A.
First one in the bag.
Well done.
And I'm in Waterford, not Dungarvan.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm sorry, I saw Dungarvan.
You're grand. City. No problem.
My city.
Olivia, please accept my apology, all right?
No problem.
Today, haven't I? Right, question. Yes, it's you. Every day. Well, question number two. What does UK stand for? Again, Olivia.
Don't rush.
Okay.
Multiple choice. Is it A, United Kittens? B, United Kayaks? Or C, United Kingdom?
United Kingdom, see.
Oh, you're making a mockery. Yeah, making a mockery. Along at home,
you picked the wrong person this morning. I'm too good for you.
Don't mess with Olivia. She's not to be messed with. Okay, now this is a toughie here, Olivia, and we always like to throw in a curveball on question three, okay? A fish.
Ew.
Do you not like fish?
No. Oh, God. Putting stomach it now. Putting stomach it.
Would you not eat any fish?
Maybe a little bit of tuna, but I don't class that as fish. That's like chicken.
Oh, God, you're funny. You're funny. You came to the right place, Olivia, with that humour.
Yeah.
A fish, right? Like a fish.
Yeah.
We're stuck.
Typically.
F-I-S-H.
Oh, I love you. A fish typically has two sets of paired whats. What? Okay, now wait for it, okay? A fish has two pairs of what? A, bins. B, pins. Or C, fins. Now, I know you don't eat fish, but just visualise a fish in your head. A fish, Olivia, okay?
I'd love to say B for the laugh, but it's definitely C.
C.
Is the right answer, it's fins.
3 out of 3. Oh, you're having a laugh.
Everyone, I'm walking
away with everyone today. Today is my day, lads. Watch out.
Olivia, you have the power today. Whatever you set your sights on, Olivia, is going to happen, right? Manifest.
Enter that cash machine, Olivia.
Oh, I'm manifesting in bed last night. I couldn't sleep till 1 o'clock. I was like,
that's
this
my girl.
Is my day
that's
tomorrow.
My girl. And on top of that, Olivia, you're stunning. Right. Question number four.
Thanks.
What does the BBC stand for, okay? The BBC. Yeah. Is it A?
CBBs?
Nile, I think Olivia could be available for cover for me.
You have met your match. It's rare, but you have met your match.
Is it A, the British Broadcasting Corporation? Is it B, the Big Booty Club? Or is it C, the Beat Breakfast Clowns? Now, Olivia, please.
Don't panic here.
Take your time. We're nearly at the end of
this. Oh, lads, I want to say all three. Like, yeah, especially fabulous. C, but yeah. I'm going to go with A. Sorry.
Whatever you set your mind to today, Olivia, it's just going to work out for you. Everything is going in your favour. This is the last question okay, on last the quiz one. This Ooh, morning.
Okay, okay.
This is an audio clue, okay? And obviously, there is one member of the Spice Girls that's been in the press this week. And so
I
we're
know,
going...
hooked on TikTok with the videos. Can't cope.
The memes.
Posh.
Yeah.
It's just nonstop.
Are, come here, are you team Posh or are you team Brooklyn?
Oh, team Posh. Oh. I thought when I was Spice Girls era, I thought I was Posh Spice. I had the bob, I had the whole lot, I had the dolls.
We are the same person.
I'm telling you, I know. I used to be blonde as well, but I'm not anymore.
I think we need to meet.
Okay. Days.
Question number five for you to take home that €50 one for all voucher. Are you ready for the audio clue?
I'm ready.
Okay,
let's
warm up our vocal cords. Producer Amy Nile. Yum, 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 yum.
You've got some singing to do here too, Olivia. So okay. Get them all.
No, no, that's not my good feature now. No, sorry.
It's only a couple of words.
Just
we need
a few
from
lines.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to sing a song to you and you just need to finish the last few words, okay?
Okay.
Make it easy now, lads.
Even what we've talked about,
you
this
know
is
it.
Right okay. up your street.
Olivia, you know it.
Okay.
Nothing can go wrong for you
I
today.
I feel it
Olivia.
In my bones now. Okay. I feel it. I feel it. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Because tonight is the night when
to become one.
Beautiful!
So love like I could never leave Olivia, oh my God.
Lad, you have to play that song now after this.
Well, Niall's the main man, Olivia. You want to see the
battles. Niall, come on. Senior Spice Girl era now.
Niall, for the week that's in it. Do the right thing.
Come on.
Niall.
Do the right thing. Well, exactly. This Friday.
Yeah, Niall. Listen
Niall.
To Olivia.
Niall. We don't have this song right now, but we'll see what we can do in the next while.
Olivia.
Okay, perfect.
Olivia,
perfect.
You
that
are
do.
An absolute legend. Thank you for playing
no.
the Great Beat Breakfast.
No.
Tonight
no problem,
is the big
lads.
Finale.
Have a nice
That's
weekend.
It.
You're a star, Olivia. Have a ball.
We love
Have
you.
Have a nice weekend.
€50 one for all
See
on the
lads.
Way to you. Bye.
Olivia.
Thanks a million. Bye.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.